What's going on, guys? Nathan here, and today I want to talk about the five poker hands that I see amateur poker players playing, recreational players, and quite frankly, losing poker players. And if you're playing any of these hands, it might be costing you money too. Let's jump into it, counting down from 5 to 1. These are the top hands you need to stop playing. Let's jump right into it. All right, guys, hand number 5 is going to be ace 9 offsuit. Guys, this is a hand that amateurs absolutely love to play, and for the life of me, I cannot understand why. Because, guys, the problem with a hand like this is that if you get into a big pot, you are almost always going to be outkicked by one of these superior aces, and there are many of them: ace king, ace queen, ace jack, ace 10. So, example, the flop comes down with the ace of spades, 4 of hearts, and 2 of diamonds, and you got your old ace 9 offsuit, you bet, and they raise you. What do you do in a spot like this, guys? Especially if you're up against one of those tighter players that, you know, has a higher starting hand selection, that is only playing strong hands. This is a trouble spot where many amateurs get themselves calling in a situation like this because, oh my God, I got top pair. This guy must be trying to bluff me. And often they end up calling down and just getting the bad news that the other guy or girl really does have the ace queen or the ace king that they're representing. So, guys, I'm not saying never play ace 9 offsuit and many of the hands on this list, by the way, but you need to be careful. Do not get yourself in big pots with this hand because it's often trouble. All right, guys, let's move on to hand number 4 that a lot of amateurs in particular overvalue, and that is 10-8 suited. Any of these sort of suited one gappers like this, a lot of amateurs love to overvalue them. And yes, I know, guys, it's suited. Everyone loves to play the suited hands, right? And yes, it does add roughly around 3% more value. But guys, it's a very small amount. A lot of people really overvalue this. It doesn't make a substantial difference. The other problem with a hand like 10-8 is that it makes a bad top pair, and it also does not even make as many straights statistically as suited connectors do. You're better off playing a hand like 10-9 of diamonds instead of 10-8 of diamonds. You're also gonna have a better kicker when you have 10-9 of diamonds as well. So guys, the bottom line with hands like this, again, I'm not saying to never play this hand, is you want to have deep stacks versus bad players. That's really the bottom line with especially a speculative hand like this. You need to have at least 100 big blind starting stacks, guys. You do not want to be playing this hand versus shorter stacks. I'm talking about 50 big blinds or less, which is often the case in a tournament. And you also want bad players who overvalue a hand like top pair, for example, because guys, the problem with a lot of speculative hands like this is they don't flop big very often. So the reason why you need a big stack is because you need that potential payoff. We call this implied odds in poker. I talk about that a lot more in my free poker cheat sheet. By the way, if you want to know exactly what hands I do suggest playing, you can download that. That'll be the top link in the description below. But let's move on to hand number 3 that a lot of amateurs play that hopefully you're not playing too much, which is 5-4 suited. Guys, this hand is one of my all-time nemesis hands with my students in particular because they lose so much money with this hand. Guys, I know it's a big shock to a lot of people, but all suited connectors, and by the way, when I say suited connectors, I'm talking about any hand from roughly 5-4 suited all the way up to around 10-9 suited. These are typically what we refer to when we say suited connectors. A lot of people are shocked to know that these hands are all losing hands. Yes, you will not win with them. If you play online poker, you can just use a program like Poker Tracker. I'll include links in the description below, and you can go check your results for yourself and you can see the bad news. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't ever be playing these hands. I've talked about this in these videos before, that you need to include some quote unquote losing hands like this from time to time in order to balance your range so that you're not just one of these nut peddling nits who everyone can just read so easily because you only play pocket aces, pocket kings, hands like that. But guys, like a lot of the other hands on this list, you need to be cautious with this hand. Number one, it makes a terrible pair. I mean, let's face it, 5-4 almost never makes top pair, but often the flop will come down with something like a king of diamonds, 5 of spades, and 2 of hearts, and you got the old 5-4 of clubs. Guys, you do not want to be playing a big pot in a situation like this. If there's any kind of big action, big bets, big raises, you got to get out of there. A lot of amateurs hang on in a situation like this. They try to convince themselves that the other player must be trying to bluff them somehow. No, guys, they got the king queen. They're just value betting their hand, and you are in a world of hurt if you decide to play a big pot in this situation. The other thing to remember about a hand like 5-4 suited, and this is really one of the biggest problems with this hand that gets a lot of amateurs in trouble, is this hand makes one of the worst flushes, guys. And what that means is that you are just begging to get overflushed. If the board comes down with the three clubs and somebody else has got an ace jack of clubs or just any two higher clubs, I mean, let's face it, almost any other hand with two clubs is going to make a better flush. And this is one of these horrible situations where you're almost certain to lose your entire stack. This is what we call reverse implied odds in poker. We're gonna see that again with another hand in a second here, where you're just begging to lose a massive pot. And this is why a lot of amateurs get themselves in horrible trouble with a hand like this, and they blame all their bad luck. They claim the poker site's rigged against them. But guys, the biggest problem is that professional players, semi-professional players, they never even get themselves in this situation in the first place. A lot of your so-called bad luck in poker can simply be prevented by folding a hand like this pre-flop and never putting yourself in the bad position in the first place. So guys, please be careful with these small suited connectors like this. Once again, they require deep stacks versus really bad players. That's when you can potentially gain some profit. If it's lower stacks versus good players, guys, you don't want to be playing big pots with a hand like this. Let's move on to hand number two that a lot of amateurs overvalue a lot, which is Jack 9 offsuit. Now guys, I don't even know where to begin with this hand. Guys, this hand is so bad. It smells, it reeks. Let's just count down many of the faults of this hand. Number one, it makes a terrible top pair. I mean, not terrible, but if you're up against any kind of other real hand, you're in bad shape. For example, you flop a jack versus any other kind of competent, decent player. They want to play a big pot against you. We'll assume you have top pair. Well, you're beaten by ace jack, king jack, queen jack, jack 10. All of these hands have a better kicker. Same thing with the nine, guys. Any player with a hand like ace nine, king nine, queen nine is going to be out kicking you. So that's strike number one versus this hand. The other big issue with this hand, again, is that it has insane reverse implied odds. One of the biggest problem spots that amateurs get themselves into is the old classic losing with this hand to the Broadway straight. Flop comes down with a king 10 queen, or you know, it comes that way by the turn or the river. Oh my God, I got a straight. I got jack nine. And the other guy wants to play a big pot. You know he's gonna flip over the ace jack, guys, because he's got the nuts. You've got the bottom end of the straight, aka the idiot end, the ass end, and you're going to lose to the nut straight. So guys, like with a lot of the hands on this list, there's multiple problems with this hand. It is, jack nine is literally the definition of reverse implied odds. You're just setting yourself up to lose a big pot. Again, I'm not saying never play a hand like this, but be careful. Don't get in massive situations. You wanna be drawing at the nuts, guys, in poker. Unfortunately, is often not drawing to the nuts. It's drawing to get you to lose a big pot. And hand number one that amateurs overvalue far too much and lose too much money with is ace deuce offsuit. Honestly, guys, any ace rag hand. I've made videos on the channel here ranting about ace rag hands and how you should try to not play them as much, because these hands honestly just end up costing you a lot of money, guys, if you play them too often. Number one, this hand is pure trouble if you flop top pair versus any kind of competent player, because let's face it, guys, you lose to every other ace. I mean, I don't even need to count them. Any other ace, ace king, ace queen, ace jack, all the way down, if you are up against one of those hands, you're gonna be screwed on the ace high flop. The other problem with this hand is that if it comes down, you flop trips with a flop that comes like a ace, ace seven, for example, and the other guy or girl wants to play a big pot versus you, this is a classic situation where amateurs lose a ton of their money because you're going to be outkicked by any other ace. So guys, again with this hand, I'm not saying never play it. If you are ATS attempting to steal, you definitely should play this hand and most of the other hands on this list. But in all other situations, for example, you're in early position, middle position, you should be folding this hand, guys. You do not want to be playing bad hands like this, because these are the five hands that cost amateurs the most money. As I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.